I just want to share something. Last Sunday, I was at Grace Lutheran Church with my youngest daughter, Andrea. Her first 5 years were there, and she'd been dreaming about the building and different things she did, so she wanted to go back and just see it, which we did, and it was great. And she showed me many parts of Grace Lutheran that I didn't know exist. When I was there helping as Christian education director, I thought was in the Sunday school room reading books and coloring and writing, but she was searching and investigating the building, so she found lots of parts that I didn't know was there. But the big part that I think all of you would like to know about is that is where our Bryson Scar is. And he was there, and he was awesome. They have an altar, and their worship group is at the back of the altar. So when we arrived, Bryson was up there with his group. And so I didn't think it was right for me to go up there. But but he started the service with an opening, which was very nice, and I didn't expect from him. But that was great. And then we had lots of nice worship songs. They had a guitar, and a few of the congregation was leading with Bryson. He was playing the piano. And so I'm looking forward now, right, to talk to him after the service. Well, we get to the last song, and he's no longer up there at the piano. And I thought, did he leave early? But we sang it, and it was with the organ. And then the service ended, and he had the last words of the service. And I thought, well, he's still here, but where is he? Turns out that he is learning how to play the organ, and he was playing the organ for that last song. So after the service, Andrea and I did go up and talk to him. We had a really nice visit with him. And then they have an interim pastor there, and we visited with her afterwards, and she shared that Bryson chooses all the songs that they sing. They're different than what we sing, but they were easy to sing along with, and they were very good hymns. And she said once in a while she makes a request for the sermon hymn, but they love him. They won't let him leave. He is happy there. He's doing a great job. But I knew you'd all enjoy it because we enjoyed it too. Okay, the epistle lesson this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 to 22. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. This is the word of the Lord.
to God.